Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash. My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2825, and today's date is July 15th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Schiff's Move Failed, Supreme Court Ready to Release the Final Death Blow on the Deep State. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, every move that they're making, it's completely backfiring on them. The people are no longer going along with their agenda because they can see the agenda clear as day. They understand that the Green New Deal is not going to benefit them. They realize that the Great Reset is not going to benefit them. They realize if the control of the creation of currency and the control over your central bank digital currency is up at the Fed level, this is not going to benefit the people. And people are starting to realize who's accountable for all of this and why the entire system is falling apart. Remember, They never wanted all this to happen all at once. They wanted this spread over time with chaos, despair, and everything else so people wouldn't be paying attention to any of this stuff. But now you could see it all. It's very, very clear. Even the fake news is having trouble because as the economy continually falls apart, inflation continually moves up, fuel prices continually move up, they have no choice but to actually talk about what is happening. And they can't protect the Bidens anymore. They can't protect the administration anymore. They can't protect the puppet masters, the central bank. They can't do it because the American people are seeing something completely different. And this is something that each and every person experiences. And as the entire system degrades, more and more people start to feel what is really going on here, and people are not agreeing with it. And the fake news is actually backed into a corner because now if the majority of people feel it, they can't try to convince you that, hey, what you're seeing is not real. The economy is actually good. It just doesn't work. And we can see with CNBC, they finally had to admit, yeah, the whole thing's falling apart and it's Biden's fault. That's what's very interesting about all of this. They're starting to blame Biden, even though Biden's pointing the fingers all over the place. They're blaming him. Yes, there's still going to be fake news out there trying to convince people that the economy is good. Oh, wait, fuel prices are coming down. Look what Axios is trying to do here. They're trying to convince everyone, look, fuel prices are coming down. And they showed a graph, a little tiny section of the graph going from like $5.10 down to like $4.60. And that's all they showed. And it just looks like, hey, look, gas prices are dropping quite a bit. But if you step back and you take a 40,000-foot view, you can see that fuel prices went up from what, $1.94 all the way up to $5.10 and they came down to $4.60? Fuel prices aren't coming down. They dipped a little bit because what did Biden do? He released more of the oil in the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. And soon he's going to be running out of it. And the fuel prices, they won't come down. Remember, they don't actually want to bring the fuel prices down. They just want to cover up what they're doing. Remember, everything's been accelerated. They never expected all this to happen all at once. And this is why he's using the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, because this is the only thing he has to kind of bring the fuel prices down a little bit, just enough to say, look, I'm doing something. But then they go right back up. Soon he's going to be running out of these Strategic Petroleum Reserves. And then what is he going to do? Remember, this whole thing was designed to expose their entire system. This thing was designed so people could see the truth. And people are seeing the truth. Election Wizard put this out and said, consumer fizzling, the 2022 July 4th holiday bump, was smaller than in any of the prior 3 years. The prior 3 years, we were dealing with COVID. People were locked down. People weren't having people over. Yes, some people were. But now everyone's out in the open. Everyone's doing what they want to do. And now it's less than that. That tells you everything you need to do. There's something wrong here. And everything that the deep state's trying to do, the D's are trying to do, well, it seems that Senator Manchin, he continually puts up roadblocks. He's not going to back the bill. That includes climate provisions and tax hikes. So right now, he's putting a stop to what they're trying to do here. Remember, all they want is more money. More money for money laundering, more money to put in their pockets, just more money in general. Now, what's very interesting is it seems that Nancy Pelosi, she was caught doing something with stocks. Now, Ger Gavin put this out on Twitter and says the following. Yesterday at 10 a.m., Nancy Pelosi revealed a new multi-million-dollar position in NVIDIA. 1 p.m. yesterday, Nancy Pelosi revealed she supports the $50 billion CHIPS Act. Conflict of interest and insider trading? What's that? So basically, she set it up where she's going to make a lot of money. Now, this is very interesting. Should this be allowed? Absolutely not. And I remember a post, which is 3,383. This is July 8th, 2019. And down below, it says the following. Now, I'm going to read the entire thing. It says, imagine what would happen if by law, every U.S. congressman, woman, U.S. senator, president, etc., was by U.S. law audited every 1 to 2 years by an independent agency. Imagine what would happen if those audits extended to all family members of such elected official. Would D's continue to push for foreign aid to other seas versus the homeland? What happens when the kickbacks dry up? Maxine Waters, $4 million house. Nancy Pelosi net worth, $150 million plus. Joe Biden's son, brother net worth, tens of millions. Clinton family, $200 million plus. Pre-election was less than $1 million. Obama family, $40 million plus. Pre-election, less than $1 million. Disguised under book deals. Those who take are offered more powerful position within the party, controlled. Drain the swamp. And this is actually a problem with the Private Western Central Bank. Because when you have an open-ended credit card, the open-ended credit card breeds corruption. Because the corrupt politicians, they are blackmailed. They are corrupted by the central bank system. They use these funds because nobody is held accountable. They can launder money across the globe, and they can become very, very wealthy. And that is exactly what we've been seeing from day one. All of these individuals, I mean, you're a politician in government. You shouldn't be making hundreds of thousands of dollars. You shouldn't become a multimillionaire while you're serving the public interest. And the reason they're becoming very, very wealthy is because this system is corrupt. You have an open-ended credit card. You can continually borrow over time, and no one is held accountable. What happens if we hold people accountable? What happens if we audit? What happens if we shut down the credit card? And I do believe that is exactly what is coming. The credit card, which is the Private Western Central Bank, it needs to be shut down. Remember, this is their illusion. If you look at your paper currency, it doesn't say U.S. dollar. It says Federal Reserve note. It's an instrument of debt. It's their system. They're loaning that piece of paper to every single person in this country, and you're paying interest on it, and you're paying taxes on it. This is how they enslave a population, and it's time to reverse all this and to expose everything that they've been doing, and I do believe that time is coming very, very quickly, especially as we approach the midterms. And all these corrupt politicians, their finances need to be looked into to make sure that they haven't been laundering money like the Bidens, Pelosi, and the rest. And I do believe once this starts to happen, we're going to see something very, very different. And people are going to start to wake up to the fact that these people are just part of the criminal syndicate. It's like having the mafia. And people are starting to recognize this all over the world now. That yes, this is a criminal syndicate. It's not just here in the United States. It's around the world because the central bank system, the deep state players, they had time to set this up and they set it up all over the world. Why do you think there's a Private Western Central Bank in almost every single country? Because that's how they maintain control of the government and the population. And I do believe what is happening and what we're witnessing right now with everything that's going on with Putin and other countries, where they're using their own currencies, they're backing their currencies with gold, they're talking about cryptocurrency, using this to have international trade. This is about dismantling the entire Private Western Central Bank system. Trump, when he was in the White House, he was at the UN, and he said the globalist system no longer has a future. And this is exactly what he's talking about. Their globalist system is not going to exist anymore. And as this continues on and people see the truth and people understand what this system is, people are going to become very angry, very pissed off, and they're going to demand accountability. I do believe the new Congress, the people are going to push them into finding out exactly what happened. And it's not going to be like 2008, 2009, where they bailed everyone out, where they save the system for themselves. This time around, it's going to be very different. This time, people are going to want to know why all this happened and what is the Federal Reserve up to? What is all these criminal individuals, the corrupt politicians, what have they been up to? And I do believe we're going to find out quite a bit. And this is not going to end well for the Private Western Central Bank, because without people understanding this and knowing this, you can't end their system. This is why everyone needs to see this. This is why everyone needs to experience it, because if you're just going about your daily life and the economy is going just fine, no one would pay attention. This is the only way to wake people up to the fact that we're living in a Private Western Central Bank illusionary economy that doesn't benefit you over time. And it gets worse and worse with every generation. It puts everyone in debt. Most of the country is in debt because of their system. And there is no reason for this. But I do believe on the other side, once we get into a system that is controlled by we the people, and we're not borrowing the currency with interest attached, with taxes, you're going to see an economy boom like we've never seen before. And other countries are going to see this, and countries are going to start to move away from the private West central bank. The private West central bank, they're doomed. They're going to try to push us into a place that we don't want to go, but it's going to fail in the end because people can see everything as it all plays out. People can see and make a logical decision, and that is the most important factor, understanding it all and making a decision. And the patriots who are in government, they will also see it and make a decision. And as we lead up to all this gold, silver, Bitcoin, it's not going to skyrocket because the private West central banks, they can't allow this. Yes, I know that the dollar is rising and other currencies are falling, but they can't allow gold to move up. They can't allow Bitcoin to move up because if it started to move up as the currency continually devalues, people would rush into it, especially if it was accelerated and people saw gold moving at 2,000, 2,500, 3,000, 4,000, same thing with Bitcoin. People would recognize and realize that the fiat currency is absolutely worthless. So if you are the central bank, how do you control that as you're trying to transition everyone? You keep that suppressed as long as you possibly can. But there's going to be a period of time where they won't be able to control it anymore, and people are going to start to realize what is going on, and it's going to start to move up. Actually, if you look at it, it's already been pushed down into the 1700s. It might even go to the 1600s or 1500s. And this doesn't mean, hey, you got to get out of it. This means this gives everyone an opportunity to get into it before the real crap hits the fan. And I think people are going to start to recognize that and realize that. And I think people are already understanding this because in the end, the people are going to make a final decision of where this economy goes. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are panicking like we've never seen before because everything that is happening, everything that's been put into place, they cannot stop. Remember, they spent many, many years infiltrating this country, reversing the rule of law, putting their people into place to make sure that we can move into the system they want us to move into and actually destroy the Constitution, destroy the country. In a short period of time, Trump and the Patriots, they've been draining the swamp and reversing everything that they've been doing. And in addition to all of this, they've been showing we the people the truth of who these people are, the truth of their true agenda. And as they continue on with this, and I'm talking about the deep state players, they're becoming so desperate, they're filled with fear and panic that they're just doing it out in the open. They don't care if their laws are unconstitutional. They don't care if people see that they don't abide by the Constitution. They don't care anymore because they realize they're in a losing position right now. And if they're in a losing position right now, that means they need to start to cover up everything that they've been doing. And this is why you had Adam Schiff out there trying to add on an amendment to hide everything that was done over the many, many years. Didn't want the military looking at it. Well, guess what? That completely failed. And now he's panicking like we've never seen before because he realized, oh, crap, I got to come up with something else right now. This isn't working. And the Supreme Court, they're on the cusp of actually landing a death blow on the deep state players. Remember, the Constitution is a very powerful thing. And as time went on, the deep state players, they tried to remove certain things that were a violation of the Constitution. But if you have certain judges in place, if you have a Supreme Court that will do what you want them to do, if you have all of this in place, those things will stand. Actually, if the people speak up, it doesn't stand. But the people have been sleeping for a very long time until now. Now they're all waking up. But now, since Trump put certain people into certain positions, like in the Supreme Court, where he put a lot of federal judges into certain positions, you can actually reverse their unconstitutional laws and rules. And that is exactly what's happening. And the Supreme Court is getting prepared and ready to actually give one of the final death blows to the deep state players, which is going to screw everything up that they want to do. And what is that? Cheat in the election. And they're not going to take too kindly to this. See, each step of the way, as Trump and the Patriots remove everything that they put into place, and we go back to the rule of law, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the puppet masters, fake news, big tech, they panic. And if they're panicking, that means they're going to do stupid things, and the people are going to see the stupid things, and the people are going to realize, wait a minute, what are they doing here right now? I mean, they're even talking about, hey, we're going to have to start a civil war and actually fight our neighbors. This is how desperate they're becoming. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what Durham is doing right now. And we know that he issued 30 subpoenas. We know he's getting ready to go after Danchenko, which is going to lead to many other places. And Just Human on Telegram put this out and said the following. To date, the government has produced to the defense over 5,000 documents in classified discovery and nearly 61,000 documents in unclassified discovery. The government believes that the 5,000 classified documents produced to date represent the bulk of the classified discovery in this matter, Durham told the court early in May. The judge ruled in June that the information is properly classified. Durham discovered that Danchenko was investigated by the FBI as a possible threat to national security, according to documents declassified by then Attorney General William Barr. Fiona Hill, who worked at the Brookings Institution with Danchenko for years before joining Trump's National Security Council, introduced Danchenko and Steele a decade ago. And Durham says she introduced Danchenko and Dolan in early 2016. Durham has everything on them. He has the information. Brian Cage put this out on Telegram. Why a protective order for Igor Danchenko? Because I suspect that many of these people getting one of these 30 trial subpoenas that Durham is going to send them are really freaking surprised they're being called to testify in this case under oath in front of a jury. They're wondering if Danchenko gave anything away in pretrial meetings. The defense does have to show the prosecution the evidence it intends to offer at trial. Some of these subpoenaed witnesses probably want to call Danchenko up and grill his ass about why they're suddenly getting a subpoena. They know calling Durham wouldn't get them anywhere. And a lot of these people are probably thinking, nobody even knows I was involved. I'm in the clear. And wait, what the hell just happened? I got to testify now? Who do you freaking talk to? And they're panicking because what was classified is no longer classified. And these people now, they're sitting there going, what is going on here? I thought this was over with after Sussman. No, that was just the beginning. They needed certain things on the record, and Durham got exactly what he wanted. He wasn't really going after Sussman. He wanted people to talk and get it under oath. He wanted people to admit things because he needed that information to go to the next level. And now we're at the level of Danchenko, a little bit at a time. And each time Durham makes a move, what does the deep state feel? They feel panic. They don't know what he has. They don't know where he's going. They have some idea. And they're panicking right now. And they're worried, just like the deep state players. They're worried about what's happening with this 10-year-old rape victim, because this story is getting crazier and crazier as time goes on. And there are a lot more questions about the validity of the story. A reporter from Telemundo, Maria Vargas Pion, visited the Columbus residence where the 10-year-old rape victim lived with her mother, and she spoke to the mother, and the woman who claims to be the girl's mother remained hidden behind her front door when speaking to Vargas during the short interview, and she defended the girl's rapist. And Vargas asked the question, did the girl live here as well? The woman who spoke in Spanish replied, yes, but she's fine. She then said everything that they're saying against him is a lie. And the child, you are related to her. Are you her mother? Vargas asked. She said, yes, she's my daughter. So think about what's going on right now. Why is she protecting the rapist? I mean, is something else going on here? It's starting to seem that way. So journalist Jorge Bonilla, he pointed out that the mother's defense of the rapist may be due to the family's immigration status or the alleged rapist being the family's sole income earner. He also pointed out that there are maybe other children in the home and the mother fears the removal of her children from her home. So the question is, since he's illegal, is she illegal? Are they worried? Something is not right in this entire story. And we can see that the deep state players, the Biden administration, they use this for their political agenda. But when we look a little bit deeper, we can see that something is going on here. Remember, there are certain traffickers that bring people over and they have to pay up one way or another. We'll be discussing that in just a bit. But when you look at the Ohio's law, it didn't actually have a rape or incest exemption. However, there is a health exemption that would potentially apply to the 10-year-old child. And this is why I do believe they were hiding all of this for a specific reason for their political agenda. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that it seems that the doctor now who is handling all of this is coming under scrutiny because the attorney general is calling for the records from the Indiana Department of Public Health and the Department of Child Services to determine whether Dr. Bernard filed a report within the required 3-day window. So if Dr. Bernard has failed to file the required reports on time, she has committed an offense, the consequences of which would include criminal prosecution and licensing repercussions. And remember, this individual is getting a DNA test. And this is going to be very interesting. So who is this individual? Was this a trafficker? Is it a relative? Who is this individual? Did he actually rape her? Now, the whole story is starting to fall apart around the deep state players. Everything that they were trying to say that this is, oh, it's just a 10-year-old. She got pregnant. She couldn't get the abortion here. She had to go across state lines. Everything that they talked about now is completely falling apart. And like we said before, was this a trafficker? Did they owe this person something or somebody else? Because Ted Cruz, he was at the border and he revealed why illegals are coming to the border wearing different color wristbands. The colored wristbands represent their debt to the cartels, which they are forced to pay back, either by working for the cartel, if you're a male, or being forced into sex slavery if you're a female. That is very interesting. So we're going to have to see how this all plays out because, remember, this is all happening under the resident. He's responsible for all of this because they're allowing all of these people into this country illegally. And look what's happening to the country right now. Crime is on the rise. We're seeing rape. We're seeing sex slavery, human trafficking, child trafficking. And this is why the Congress decided, hey, we're not going to put harsh penalties on child traffickers, which is absolutely ridiculous. And people are starting to see this very, very clearly now, and people are questioning it all because this is not the America that the people want. They're seeing the agenda of the deep state players, and they're seeing what's happening to each and every one of these towns. And people are rejecting this, just like they're rejecting the disarmament bills where they're trying to disarm the American people. Actually, Representative Lauren Boebert, she introduced a bill that would terminate all the new gun control legislation that Biden signed into law after collaboration with Democrats and Republicans. So think about what she's doing right here. When there's a new Congress in place, I do believe a lot of the laws, a lot of the things that these deep state players have done, where these laws are completely unconstitutional, a lot of this is going to be reversed very, very quickly. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. They knew what they needed to do. They needed to show the American people the truth, who these people are, their true agenda, and have people watch how they don't care what they're doing. And as people see the truth, they understand the truth, they start to realize, wait a minute, this is not what we want for America. Even if you're a Democrat, we don't want the economy failing. We don't want open borders like this. We don't want crime going up. We don't want any of this stuff. And people are starting to realize this. And I do believe this is part of Trump and the Patriots' strategy to show everyone the truth, understand what is really going on. Everything's been accelerated. They're trying to get around it. And I'm talking about the deep state players, but they can't. They're trapped in their own agenda and they're screwed. Just like with Iran. Right now, Biden has reaffirmed his commitment to returning to the 2015 JCPOA nuclear deal with Iran, a deal which saw the Obama government send about, what, $100 billion to Iran, including a C-130 Hercules carrying $400 million in cash. This was back in January 16, 2016. So under this new deal, they're going to pay Iran off. Why? To keep them quiet. I do believe Iran has been working with Trump, just like Afghanistan, just like Putin, just like Xi, and everyone else. And remember, this is all about bringing down the deep state players, exposing these individuals to the entire country. If we go back to post 4,886 of October 17, 2020, it says Ukraine, China, Iraq, Iran opens the door far beyond the Biden family. How do you protect your interests, shelter from prosecution, public awareness? Remember, these individuals, the deep state players, they need to pay these people off to keep them quiet. But when the money runs out, or if they don't have the control, they're exposed. And yes, this is going to open the door way beyond the Bidens. It's going to go to Obama, back to Clinton, all the way back in time. And people are going to start to see the truth, just like people are seeing the truth about the pandemic, about the vaccines, the death jab. We know that the vaccines, as they call them, which they're really not vaccines because they changed the definition, we call it the death jab. People realize that the death jab does absolutely nothing. Actually, Fauci was out there saying, listen, yeah, it might tamper down your symptoms, but it's not going to stop transmission. It's not going to do any of that. Actually, the CDC is also admitting this, but they still want you to take it, which is unbelievable. Well, if I didn't take it, I would have been a lot sicker. Well, if you took D3, zinc, if you actually, Dr. Zelenko's protocols, you'd be fine because it stops the replication of the virus. But what's very interesting is New Zealand and many other countries that have almost all of their population vaccinated, you can see the results because time is an amazing thing. As time goes on, you get to see the truth. PLC put this out on Twitter and said the following. New Zealand vaccinated their entire adult population by the end of February, 83% overall. Yet, somehow, they have the highest COVID case rate on Earth, despite an indoor mask mandate. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. now set to tighten restrictions once again. New Zealand also happens to have the highest COVID death rate on Earth currently. I guess turning a formerly free democracy into a totalitarian prison island didn't work out as planned. New Zealand also happens to have high persistent excess mortality this year, and this data is lagged, so the current COVID spike isn't evident yet. I thought locking down until mass vaccination was supposed to prevent excess mortality. And if you notice, from the countries where the people, they got the death jab, if you notice, they continually get COVID over and over and over. This should tell you everything you need to know. Unga the Great on Telegram put this out and said, whilst you were distracted by Boris resigning, the UK government published a report confirming fully vaccinated children are 13,633% more likely to die of COVID than unvaccinated children. So a death rate of 3.2 among the partly vaccinated, a death rate of 41.2% per 100,000 among the triple vaccinated, compared to just 0.3% per 100,000 among the unvaccinated. That tells you everything you need to know. But let's go back in time, because remember, Fauci, the CDC, they were telling us that these death jabs, they're perfectly okay. They've been tested. They're great. They do what we want them to do. They're 100% effective. But we know after many, many months and a year that actually the opposite is true. Five Times August on Twitter put this out and says, also age like milk, but hey, trust the experts. So he has two articles, one from The Independent, and this has Fauci. It says all three vaccines are 100% effective against death and hospitalization. That's coming from Fauci. Then we have the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Our data from the CDC today suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus. How's that working out? Because what they said and what they promised is actually the opposite. So let's see the data. Let's see the scientific proof, the peer-reviewed documentation of all of this. And this is where it's all going to break down. And I do believe those people that are in the NIH, in the FDA, the CDC, they're getting a little bit nervous. We're going to be talking about that in just a sec. But first, let's talk about what Rand Paul is talking about on Twitter. And this is what he said. Using a three-dose vaccine in 992 children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years, Pfizer found no statistically significant evidence of vaccine efficacy. Nevertheless, the CDC went on to recommend three vaccines for children. It seems criminal that we put out the recommendation to give mRNA COVID vaccines to babies without good data. Referring to Pfizer's vaccine efficacy in healthy young children, one high-level CDC official whose expertise is in the evaluation of clinical data joked, you can inject them with it or squirt it in their face and you'll get the same benefit. One subject these doctors and scientists feel passionately about but feel they cannot bring it up is natural immunity. Why, they wonder, are we insisting on immunizing children who already have some immunity to the disease due to having contracted COVID? The official public health response to COVID has undermined the public's belief in public health itself. And yes, in the end, Big Pharma is going to be going down. The CDC, the FDA, they're all going to be in trouble. Think about what's going on with the NIH, the CDC, and the rest. All of a sudden, it's being reported that they're facing staffing shortages as low morale drives away employees. People are leaving these agencies, including the FDA, because they know what's coming. They know everything that they've done is not backed by science. And as the truth continually comes out, these agencies are going to be in the spotlight. And as people dig through and have investigations into what they've done, they're going to notice that nothing was driven by science. It was all driven by an agenda. And once people realize this, the parents, everyone who took the vaccine, the death jab, people are going to become very, very angry. So what are people doing right now in these agencies? They're jumping ship. Actually, if you really think about it, how do you drain the swamp? How do you get rid of agencies that shouldn't be there, that don't benefit the people? Are we witnessing this right now? I do believe so. Remember, when the people learn the truth, when people understand the facts, it's documented, it is game over for the deep state players. And we're not just talking about Pelosi. We're not just talking about Schiff. We're not just talking about Hillary Clinton, Obama. We're talking about the entire swamp. When people learn the truth and they understand the facts, it is game over for them because there's nothing that they can use on the people. They can't convince the people anymore. They're done with. Just like the January 6th Unselect Committee. People are not going along with this. People are not paying attention to this. People are starting to realize this is a clown show, just like impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. That's why nothing ever happened with those. But we can see we still have these corrupt individuals trying to push their agenda. And we had AOC. She completely had an epic meltdown after she was heckled by comedian Alex Stein on the Capitol steps. So AOC wrote that she wanted to deck Stein. Later, she spoke to a reporter and posted a streaming video about the incident where she accused Capitol Police officers of conspiring with the January 6th rioters. So AOC argued to Nicholas Wu, who works for Politico, saying that police rousted Stein after pressure from her in-house Democratic leadership. She said, "We had to escalate to House leadership to get them to stop him and run his info. They did not until members intervened and pressed them to do so." But she also admitted that the doors, the magnetic doors that can only be opened by a switch, you can't even go inside and open them. You can't open them from the outside. Someone with a switch had to open them. She even admitted that they were opened by the Capitol Police. Now, that is very interesting. She just admitted this. But look what she's complaining about. One person who is heckling her, she's pissed off and she wanted this person investigated. Think about it. So one person was there asking her questions and heckling her, but it's okay to have massive amounts of people outside of the Supreme Court justices' homes. They're okay with that, but they're not okay with the one person. That's interesting, isn't it? Tells you everything you need to know. Sarah Ferris put this out on Twitter in response to AOC and said the following. "Inside Capitol just now, Representative AOC asked to speak with female LGBT reporters to warn us that the man who harassed her is affiliated with credentialed news outlets. She said her staff called police five times to get them to do something." Tara Reid, remember Tara Reid with Joe Biden, responded to Sarah Ferris and said, "Well, I was sexually harassed and assaulted as a Senate staffer by a sitting senator at work and tried to get help, but instead he became POTUS and AOC endorsed him. Remind her." Boom. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. Now, it looks like NBC, they kind of screwed up a little bit because they admitted Trump had no contact with Stuart Rhodes or the Oath Keepers. So everything that happened, Trump had no contact, no knowledge, nothing. And if you notice, the entire January 6th thing is completely falling apart and it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a DHS watchdog sent a letter to the Homeland Security committees in the House and the Senate, and they're saying that the United States Secret Service, they deleted their texts during January 6th. And the Secret Service denied having maliciously deleted text messages. They sent a statement saying, "Listen, that on January 5th and January 6th, yes, text messages were deleted, but it was part of a pre-planned three-month system migration." And the Department of Homeland Security shot back at the Inspector General saying it had maliciously erased the messages from 2021. The Secret Service said in a statement that the insinuation that the Secret Service maliciously deleted text messages following a request is false. Now, remember, just because you delete something, it doesn't mean it's always deleted. What agency normally captures everything that goes on? Isn't that the NSA? So I do believe that is still intact and they have it. And that is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the deep state players. They're trying to push a civil war. They wanted a civil war from the very, very beginning. And everything that they've tried is not working. Remember, during 2020 with the riots and everything, they were hoping that the Trump supporters would come out with their weapons and they would engage those people that were burning down the cities, looting and killing people. It never happened. They thought, oh, on January 6th, these crazy people are going to bring their weapons there. And if we have Antifa, the Capitol Police, the FBI informants, if we have them kick things off, these people are going to join in and we're going to see an armed insurrection. It never happened. The people of this country, They don't want to fight their neighbors. They don't want to fight other Americans, even if they're Democrats, because we're still all Americans. But they're trying to push this. On MSNBC, we have author and intelligence analyst Malcolm Nance. And he was saying that, listen, the Republican Party has become an insurgency, meaning Americans might have to fight their neighbors. There's no insurgency. There's no extremists. Does anyone really want to fight their neighbors? No, they don't. People just want to live in peace. They don't want a civil war. This is why you haven't seen a civil war. This is what the deep state actually wants. Brian Cates responded to this on Telegram and says the following. These are the same effing people who looked down their noses at us when they thought their control of Big Brother Matrix Media and their censorship was winning them the war for American soul. Listen to them now that it's suddenly dawning on them that they are losing control and losing the culture war. Too many people woke up. They are in a full-blown panic. Yes, they are. And every time they're losing the narrative, what do? They use chaos. Out of fear and panic, all they have left is we must fight them. We must use force. And that's exactly what you're seeing right now. But this is not going to work. Just like Adam Schiff, everything that he tried to get an amendment passed to hide everything, it's not working. Julie Kelly put this out on Twitter, said the following. Schiff's amendment barely passed the House yesterday with every Republican and two Dems voting no. I explored the potential cover-up aspect of this amendment aimed at shielding GOP committees from accessing materials and info from Biden's DOD. She continued, this is the sort of vehicle the Democrats know how to use and exploit for political advantage. If interpretation enforcement is totally arbitrary, who decides? Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin? The Justice Department? Biden's White House lawyers? This should be a red flag for GOP that Dems want to hide info related to military's involvement in domestic affairs. Start with January 6th and former acting AG Jeff Rosen. Yeah, this is going to be very interesting when all of these people are being investigated. These people are being subpoenaed because what do you think is going to happen after the midterms? They're going to be screwed, just like with the 2020 election. Remember, they told us it was all transparent. It was all on the up and up. Hey, didn't they say this about the death trap too? Oh, it's the same people, isn't it? And now we're coming to find out that no, this was not on the up and up. Think about it. During the 2020 election, what did a lot of these states do? And the legislators didn't vote for this. The attorney general, the secretary of state, the governor, the mayor, the towns, they decided to enact their own laws, which is a complete violation of the Constitution. So most of these states, they didn't even follow their laws. They created their own laws without the legislator. This now, let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Is showing that the elections were not on the up and up. And remember, the Supreme Court is about to look at a certain case. Karma Patriot on Telegram put this out and said, the shadow docket strikes again. A pending pair of cases on the Supreme Court's shadow docket could fundamentally rewrite the rules of U.S. elections. The Constitution provides that state legislatures, not federal judges, not state governors, not other state officials, bear primary responsibility for setting election rules. Justice Neil Gorsuch, 2020, concurring opinion. Along with Gorsuch, Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh have all endorsed this same opinion in lawsuits seeking to alter which rules would govern the 2020 election. The fate of American democracy is now in Justice Amy Coney Barrett's hands. Can you hear the booms? Absolutely. Then Karma Patriot on Telegram put this out. The review was granted on June 30th, with the case to be heard in the Supreme Court session this October. So it's called the Independent State Legislator Doctrine. At the heart of the case, according to SCOTUS blog, is the legal theory called the Independent State Legislator Doctrine, which suggests that under the Constitution, Election Clause, only the legislature has the power to regulate federal elections without interference from state courts. Ooh, that is going to be very interesting. And remember, we have Hillary Clinton, AOC, the fake news, all these people out there, they're panicking over this. They're writing articles about this. Remember, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. They upheld the Second Amendment, removed the concealed carry, saying, hey, states, you can't tell anyone who can have or not have a weapon. And now, as October approaches, they're going to shut down the cheating mechanism. They're going to lose control of the elections. This is a death blow to the deep state party. And look how everything is playing out right now. And think about it. When the Supreme Court, and I do believe they're going to rule in favor of this, when they lose this power and their people who they put into place can't make the laws anymore or decide how the elections are run, they are screwed right now. And it's going to happen right before the elections. Isn't that interesting? So if the Supreme Court rules that the legislators is the only body that can actually create laws there or say how the elections are going to be run, what about all the drop boxes then? Well, if the legislators didn't create the law to say, yes, there's drop boxes, then I guess the drop boxes can't be there. Actually, Wisconsin already ruled on this, the Supreme Court. There's already a standing ruling on this. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state. And I do believe that all of this has come together at the right moment, at the right time, to shut down the deep state. And this is why they're panicking, which means there's going to be a red wave. I mean, there's going to be one no matter what, but now they won't even be able to do anything about it. And the red wave is going to be so big that it's going to overshadow everything that they tried to do. And the country is going to see the results of this. And people are going to be scratching their head going, holy crap. Is this true that these people won by so much? Well, if that is the case, doesn't that put into question 2020 then? So you're saying that these people won by all of these votes, but Trump lost to the resident? This is going to become very, very clear. And you know what's going to happen? These individuals, they're going to do their investigations. They're going to look in the 2020 election. They're going to see the anomalies, the irregularities, the cheating, and how they overthrew the United States government. The people will see it. They'll be behind it. The new people that are in Congress, this is game over for the deep state. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, no deals. So all they have left is chaos, which is not going to get them too far because the Patriots, they already know the playbook of these people. It's all falling apart on them. The Patriots are in full control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. cold, call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee.